going to work?
I guess so. One, two.
Have a drink first.
I will do.
Well, what do you think of doing this kind of stuff?
I'm used to it, believe me, I'm used to it. The first time I came over to Los Angeles, when it all sort of happened, as I said before, I met so many people like this. It was, I'm immune to it now. I go through it all with a sort of, oh well, it must be done, and that's it. I couldn't come down here and say fuck off to the Pope. It's not me. As we've been through this before in the interview before, that if I was a Mick Jagger person, I'd just come down here and tell everyone to piss off. but that's not me, and I can't do it. They are a necessary evil, I think. Yeah, that's all.
Carry on, Ezra.
Carry on.
How much are we going to overlap here? What did you go through before?
Dealt
with the last thing. We might as well keep that.
Oh, we went through a variety of things, like television programs, how Bernie and I got together, which is the stock question after all these meetings.
So we won't ask it.
No. we just went through a lot of things. Very sorry. It was quite good, actually. I just said I wish somebody would attack me, and so I thought you might be a good person to attack me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, as I was saying before, everyone's so nice to me usually. As I said, the young college kid came into New York, and I didn't know if Madam, and I said I'd do this college thing, and he came in and said, I think your music's rubbish. And I really quite appreciated that. We fought hammer and nails through the whole hour and a half, which I spoke to him, and he ended up by sort of going out and buying a couple of my albums. No, it wasn't like that, but it was, I just wish people write about me in print, but they never have the nerve to say it in front of my face, which is, a bit, if they really have any genuine feelings, they should tell me, because I respect their point of view.
Yeah. Okay, well, on your latest album, which I reviewed this week.
Friends. It's not my latest album, it's a film soundtrack album, which we were contracted to do before Elton John was ever released. As a film soundtrack album, I think it's probably the best film soundtrack album ever released. Let me put that down in print.
Do you think it represents you, though?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It represents what we had to write for the film. Like, the whole story behind the film was they contracted us to do three songs. And two, there's two bits in the film where they have a tape recorder sequence for 20 seconds where everyone's leaping up and down, and a radio sequence for 30 seconds. And they say, well, you're going to have to write two songs that last for 20 seconds and 30 seconds and put them on the album. I said, well, that's ridiculous. Bernie and I said, we can't do that. And so they said, well, we want three songs, this title song. They were going to call the movie The Intimate Game. And Bernie and I said, no. We will not write songs for a movie. And we suggested Friends. So we all settled for Friends. And we had to write another song, which was Michelle's song. And they wanted the song a minute and 10. And for film writing, you're supposed to write, if they ask you for a song a minute and 10 seconds long, you're supposed to write a song a minute and 10 seconds long. You have to time it and all this rubbish. So Buckmaster and we all got together and we were all panicking like mad. And Bernie, I said, write a song that's very short. And he did, and it was a minute and 10 seconds long. I don't know how, by the grace of God, it was a minute and 10 seconds. So that was Seasons. And they said, right, we want a soundtrack album. And I said, well, that's awful. Because there's very little music in the film, really. And so we said, well, it's terrible, we've only got three songs. You can't put sort of an album together with all that on it, just that on it. Usually soundtrack albums, you get bits of motor cars beeping and horses galloping. And they're really cons. So we said, well, if we're going to do this thing with the 20-minute, 20-second and the 30-second song, we'll write two songs and we'll re-record the whole album. So we had to record the whole album once for the film. Then we went back into our own studio that we always use and recorded the whole soundtrack album, just as a sort of, so that people would get at least a bit of value for money. They get five songs instead of three and horses galloping. So really, and it was recorded and written in 4 weeks, but in between the first time I came to the States, which was a 3-week promotional trip, and my first major tour. So it was recorded in between September and October, in September in fact. And as a soundtrack album, a lot of people are, the record company are promoting it as a new Elton John album, which is, and kids probably will think it is a new Elton John album, because it's got Elton John.
The name is bigger than the title of the album.
Yeah, which has pissed me off somewhat, because they said, the guy in London, who's a complete idiot that runs Paramount Records, said that He wanted a really great sleeve, and so the people that produced the film and made the film, we were really great. It was an independently produced film through Paramount.
Yeah.
And they said, right, they took the Tumbleweed Connection sleeve up, and they said to the guy, now, isn't this great? Look, he's got a booklet. We'd like something like this for Friends. They like the guy who sort of designed it, who's a friend of ours, to do with the Friends. So we were all knocked out. Yeah, we said, great idea. And the guy said it was rubbish. He said, the worst sleeve I've ever seen. He said, wait till we come up. He said, we'll come up with something that will sweep this off the board. And they came up with that strawberry-covered rubbish. And put my name. I can't blame the Paramount record company for putting my name on it in big letters, because I mean probably I would have done that. I don't know. I don't want to get into that anyway. But it's not an Elton John album. Believe me, we've been very like, the album was gold within 3 weeks. So that's it's amusing. You know, I'm knocked out. I'm very glad it is gold record. but it's not an Elton John album. We've got a live album coming out in 3 weeks.
Yeah, somebody said
it should please you.